Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rochester's new country, 92.5 WBEE. We are your B Morning Coffee Club. It is 15 degrees. We are going to see a little bit of that sunshine today, but it's going to stay cold. 7:09, we were discussing the robbers, if you want to call them that, who broke into comedy at the Carlson and then left their iPhone. Some people think, well, don't you think, TJ, maybe it was a stolen iPhone and they threw it to throw off police?
No. You're giving them way too much credit.
Well, the text line is always my favorite thing in the morning, just so you guys know. 585-252-9233. This texter said, I had someone break into my car years ago and leave their New York State driver's license. Come on.
That case is open and shut. Need for the Reagan family.
I'm gonna rob a bank and take my Social Security card. Leave my DNA.
Put my fingerprints everywhere.
This is my favorite, though. This texter goes on to say, love you guys, by the way. We play you all day at work. I never used to listen to country music until I started this job over a year ago. It was such a change for me that my wife accused me of having an affair because your station is the primary station in my car right now. That is hysterical.
I wrote that's hilarious back to him, and he wrote, she didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
From State Farm at 3 in the morning. Who is this?
It's Jake from State Farm.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khakis.
Well, who is she? I know you're not listening to the country station. Who is she?
Jake sounds hideous.
Sounds hideous. I'll just behind the curtain a little bit. My former radio station that I worked at probably, I don't know, 10 years ago before here, I had a contest line set up. So it was just for contests. And it had been ringing. We weren't giving anything away. So I picked it up. And it was a woman. I said, hey, good morning. And she goes, who is this? Who are you? Where am I calling? And I said, this is a radio station. She did not believe me.
Oh, my God.
And I go, it must be your boyfriend or whoever's phone you're on is trying to win something. And this is our contest line. And she refused.
Oh, my God.
She was so nasty to me. That, yes, I probably should have hung up. But I was so obsessed with that. I was so confused. I'm like, first of all, how could you pick up someone you love's phone and call the numbers that they've been calling?
I mean, come on. You must know they listen and, you know, I mean, radio stations give crap away all the time. I think that's so funny.
And it must be maybe we were giving something away where there were a lot of calls back to back every day, which, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's entirely possible.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
She, by God, wanted to know who I was, where I was from, and why I'm calling him. And I said, if you would notice, they're probably all outgoing calls. Like, I talked to her way longer. I had to play a couple extra songs.
Oh,
just
my
to,
God, that's
just,
great.
I was obsessed with it.
That's like, awesome.
Who would go through?
I know.
Does Doug ever pick up your phone?
Oh, he picks up my phone. Like, if I'm want to know something and I'm doing something, he'll pick up my phone and Google it if it's closer than his.
Yeah,
but he didn't sit there and read it.
Steve will.
He really?
Well, sometimes for autographs, he'll use my email. I know he uses various emails because he's got a problem.
I love him.
But then he'll just say, he's like, "Hey, your mom texted you. She said," and I will get like, "What? How long you had my phone? How long you reading through it?" But I don't know that I would ever be so crazy as to pick it up and start calling numbers.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never do that.
And to the wife whose husband all of a sudden now loves country music, it's okay.
Now you know why, because we're so charming. But we're happily married, not interested in your honey. All right?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.